Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slap. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I found myself introducing myself, Sammy, today to someone and hearing and saying it in my podcast introduction. Like, they're like, oh, hey, like, what's your name? I'm like, hi, Aileen. And this is
my real life.
It was really awkward. I keep hearing it in my head like that. It's very uncomfortable.
Do you feel like we host like an absurd, like, I feel like I'm constantly recording podcasts.
I feel like I'm constantly introducing myself in a very peppy voice.
Yeah, same.
Like, hi, I'm Aileen, and here's how you can save $5.99 on
car insurance. Car insurance.
But okay, so let's talk. It's been kind of a slow pop culture week. I feel like it's sort of monopolized by Pete and Ariana. They're constantly all over my feed. It's Vienna. And I just don't want to talk about it, but I feel like I have to.
I do. I find them interesting.
Okay. Well, first, let's talk about some things that
are not them.
Or are not you want to them. Talk about let's them. Talk about them a little bit. Just okay. Like a little bit.
Okay. I read this thing that was like someone asked like one of his friends, like, do you think that his engagement to Ariana is like a result of his like impulsive behavior? Because as you know, he's like a recovering addict,
yeah.
And he has had some like mental health situations in the past. I mean, haven't we all?
Yeah.
But so his friends think that it's probably like a result of his, you know.
I think he's kind of insecure, and he, like I said in the last one, and that he feels like he's really just reached peak girl that he could ever have. So he's like locked it down in like 30 seconds. And like, but then you can tell, see through his insecurity when he posted like for her birthday and he didn't allow comments. Like,
right.
He posted two things and he turned comments off because he was scared. Probably he was like traumatized by Seth Rogen, like calling him out in one of his last posts. And it was so embarrassing for him because Seth Rogen goes like, really, guys, come on, something like that. And then,
I didn't think that was like the worst call out he could have had.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think he was just sort of like, come on, guys, enough already. And he
that as like, get a room. Like, it's like, it's just a joke.
Right,
yeah.
But I know that I agree with. It was a joke. However, Pete responded and like, he obviously feels like,
what did
salty.
He say back?
He wrote, be like, oh man, when like, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, when you're dating or like when you're engaged to like the hottest chick ever in the world, like, how can you not? Or how can you resist? Something along those lines. It's like, clearly you have some issues, like, that you have to defend yourself on Instagram. Also, I don't follow them, but I check their Instagram every day. He used to have on his account, I hate Instagram, as his, blurb on Instagram.
He got rid of it?
His bio. Now that he has, like, 1.5 million followers through Ariana, he got rid of it. Changed his profile picture to, like an legit photo of him.
How many followers did he gain from dating Ariana?
Oh, a billion. Like, he had like 200 before her, I swear.
Uh-huh.
He, like, no one follows SNL people unless they're like 80 Bryant, you know. And
did you see the Instagram that Cassie posted where she looked so fucking skinny?
She looked so good.
Do you think she edited this?
Oh, she looked amazing.
Do you think that was just a great angle, or do you think she edited, or do
no,
you think she
I
hasn't
think
been eating
skinny.
Since this
no,
happened?
I think she's that thin. She's a tiny girl. Obviously he's into the tiny girlies. She looks like that. She's really, really pretty.
She's so pretty.
But Ariana
like
Grande
so
is also
much.
So pretty. Like, she's so cute and pretty. And
Ariana Grande is more like a little hottie.
She's like a badass girl. And yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But that's what I think he's into. Like, their tattoos and their whole like honest to God knock me out thing, and how they're constantly saying it and it's so annoying and I can't stop watching their stories.
I know.
And they got like that tattooed on them, like the honest to God knock me out thing.
Didn't someone say like, tell him like enough with the tattoo, like the girl's tattoos? I saw that somewhere.
I don't know.
Someone said like Pete, like, you gotta stop with the girlfriend tattoos. Like, it's enough.
I feel like there's something. How long do you give this?
Like, less than a year, because all he has to do is get adapted to how hot she is. And then he's gonna, it's like a tolerance, like for drug, you know, like,
yeah.
Her hotness is a drug to him. He's like taking it in. He's like,
I think
once
her
that
status
wears off,
is also really important.
Well, I think her status contributes to her hotness.
Yeah.
Like, contributes to how she like looks. So I think that once that wears off, and I feel like that will probably take less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
That will, he'll be like, oh wait, what do we even have to talk about? She like, I don't know what she's like, and I don't really know what he's like as a person, but I'm mad. But assuming that they aren't personality wise compatible, it will take less than a year for him to be like, oh, like, I'm bored of this like hotness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Maybe. I think that it's not going to be a boredom. I think it's going to be like she might get bored and he's going to feel like, oh, she's now like
high maintenance.
No, I think she's going to get bored and she's going to realize like he's going to feel insecure about her being so much more like bigger than him.
Right. Well, I imagine that she's going to get bored and she's going to start picking fights with him. And then he's going to be like not into like their personal interactions, and then the hotness will like no longer outweigh, you know, imagine like Lady Justice and her scales. The hotness is going to go up and the picking fights is going to go down.
The alternate theory though is that they live happily ever after.
LOL.
But like, I don't know. Some people just find each other.
You know what? It could happen, but something tells me that it's not now for them.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll see.
I guess. Feel like she could have done happily ever after, maybe, but if because of him, I don't think this is it. I just don't get what the fuck they have to talk about.
Harry Potter. They constantly talk about like wizardry.
Okay, but he's what do you really talk funny, about though. Wizardry?
He's actually really, really funny. I was watching again on her Instagram. They were talking about like he was doing sort of like an imagine. This is the situation when when Ariana Grande had Nicki Minaj on her song.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, yeah, you know, this is, it was so funny. I obviously can't do it because he was doing it. He's like, well, you know, the song is about like finding light in the darkness and like whatever. So like, and then Nicki Minaj, and then he acts as Nicki Minaj. He's like, oh yeah, don't worry, I got it. And he goes like, pussy, pussy, pussy. Like basically like her take on it.
Yeah.
And then he goes back and he's like, well, I'm not really sure you got it on that take. Like, it's really just like an emotional song, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, don't worry, I got it. And then she does like the exact same thing, like pussy, 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 pussy. And like, that was really, really funny. Like, I think he's really, really funny, and like, she finds him hysterical.
I'm sure, yeah, but lots of people have been really funny. Comedians are like the most likely to get to like, you know, I think have divorces. That's totally a statistic I made up, but I just feel like I feel like
75% of U.S. comedians are divorced.
I just feel like
they said nothing.
Okay, based on the fact that comedians are like kind of dark.
Yeah.
And the fact that like dark people have a harder time with a nice little happy relationship.
Thoughts on this? The fact, well, okay, Judd Apatow is a comedian, was always a comedian, did stand up. He's in a happy little fam. What about Amy Schumer got married in 10 seconds?
She just got married.
I'm saying, no, but I'm saying interesting that she also jumped to be with that, to be with.
Her relationship is too new to use her as a data point.
I'm not using her
point.
As an example. I'm using her as like the alternate data point. Like, oh, interesting that she's a comedian. And that also jumped into a very fast marriage.
She's a girl. It's different. And I also think she's like a little bit emotionally healthier than Pete Davidson. She's older. She's, you know what I mean? Like, she's more like worked out as a human being.
Okay, what other comedians are there that are married? And I'm sure there's so many, obviously.
I don't know, but
whatever.
Jerry Seinfeld and Jess Seinfeld.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld, the drama with Jerry Seinfeld was that he left his wife, who he just married, like on their honeymoon, to be with Jess Seinfeld. But now they're happily married.
Well, here's the other thing is that those comedians are from a different generation where dating was different and like attention spans and like divorce rates were lower and like things were just different. These are like kid stars.
Right.
They're
star boys.
They're kids.
He's a star boy.
Exactly. He's a star boy and she's a star girl. And, you know,
I think she's actually really talented, though.
I agree. She's great. Great voice and great at impressions.
She's great at impressions.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. Go watch some videos.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Go watch some videos.
Okay.
Game of Thrones stars got married.
Yes. Fucking Jon Snow and You Know Nothing Jon Snow got married.
Yeah.
In like apparently like her aunts or someone related to her castle. No. Sammy just whispered to me. She's like, she asked if it was actually Sansa who got married.
Right. I don't know which one got married.
Okay. Jon Snow married the other redheaded girl who.
Melisandre?
No. No, Sammy, you're hurting me right now.
I know. I don't understand Game of Thrones. Yeah, I won't
right.
Lie.
You don't understand it because I know on Game of Thrones history more than real history, like the actual history that happened.
That sounds useful.
I know. I've seen the series so many times. Okay, he married, I forgot her fucking name though.
The Wildling?
Yes. The wildling, the redhead he lost his virginity to. Right. And she goes, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, her. Oh, they got married.
They are married in real life.
Oh, I didn't understand that that's what you were saying, but okay.
Jon Snow and you know nothing, Jon Snow got married. However, Sophie Turner, Sansa, is engaged to Joe Jonas.
Oh, right. When's she getting married?
Duh. Probably not for a while. She's like 21.
I love her.
Yeah. So obviously, my dog is named after her.
Yeah. She seems so cool. I want to be friends with her and Maisie Williams.
Just the coolest.
I want to be friends with her and Arya.
Uh-huh.
If I could choose any of them to be friends with.
What's her name showed up? Emilia Clarke, which is Daenerys, showed up looking like sort of like a queen. She came like with a trench coat, like gorgeous dress. She just looked really cool. And I didn't love what's her name, the You Know Nothing's short hair, but she looked very, very happy, and it looked like an elegant, like, British wedding, like, in a castle.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Have you been watching, speaking of HBO shows, have you been watching Succession?
I know you have. I've been watching Succession.
It's my favorite show.
Same.
I watch it, and I, like, pay attention so hard.
So hard. I rewind. I'm like, what did he just say?
Who's your favorite?
Let's talk about my least favorite first, and that's Shiv.
She's your least?
Least.
Oh, she's my most.
Ugh, I hate...
I mean, she's not maybe my
I
most.
I hate
she's,
her character.
She's up there for me.
Yeah, I hate her character. I find her awful. Like
that's
I
why
feel
she's great.
She's a great depict... Like, her character development is amazing. Like,
yeah.
She's an exact replica of what I would imagine that type of girl, like that daughter, like super entitled, rich. But I like how people call her out.
Yeah.
Like, you're the reason why you're here is because your name happens to be carved in the same as the building.
One of my favorites is when she gets comments like that and she kind of gets this look on her face like, what? No, yeah, it's not.
Like, fuck you. Like, I'm amazing. I deserve to be here.
Right. Like, she doesn't believe that about herself.
Yeah.
But I love the show. It's so good.
They're all assholes. There's no one really that likable. I kind of like the wife, Marsha.
I have a feeling that because she's like painted as like so sketchy and bad, she's actually going to become the good one.
I think so.
Like,
I like
she's
her.
The one who's most like actually has the most sane view because the kids are obviously like Arrested Development.
Exactly.
Like, jokes. Like, yeah.
Serious jokes. And like the one who's supposed to be like the most level-headed.
Connor?
Kendall. He can't run a company. Like, he just can't. Like, he's so...
Right.
Mostly because his dad is, sorry guys if you don't watch the show, but clearly you should. It's so fucking good. It's the same director as The Big Short, which is clearly like my favorite movie.
Yeah.
So it's really, really good.
He's okay. Obviously the dad was so controlling and like mean and crazy that none of the kids could develop into like full human beings.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you're watching play out.
Well, Macaulay Culkin's brother is so funny when he's like, why is Frank here? And the dad's like, can you tell me the park numbers? And he's like, yeah, you know, those park numbers. I was just waiting for what's his name to settle in. And then I also casually love
Tom Wamsgams.
Do you know
the cousin
who he is? No, the Tom.
Yeah, it's Brendan Fraser.
What?
No, it's not.
No,
who is
not
it?
Fucking Brendan Fraser. He's from Pride and Prejudice. He's Mr. Darcy.
I never watched Pride and Prejudice.
It's my favorite movie.
I don't like
besides The Big Short.
Mr. Darcy like was Too Prejudice or Elizabeth?
That's a
was
different favorite movie. But no, that he's not. I'm gonna. You have to watch it. It's not Brendan Fraser. He's like not in anything.
He looks just like Brendan Fraser.
He looks nothing like Brendan. He looks like Tom Hanks, if anyone.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever. We love Succession, but we're going to spare you the rest of this convo.
Yeah.
Should we move on to a Dear Betch?
Well, before that, I really want to just call out how fucking crazy the Jersey Shore thing, the Ronnie, and we have to talk about it.
Okay.
She literally punched him. She punched him in a car. Like, they were in a car. She hit him. He, like, was on his way out of the car. His seatbelt got stuck in his thing, and she dragged him.
Continued driving and dragged him. Holy fuck.
Crazy.
These people are insane.
That's like an insane. Like, I get fighting with your like boyfriend, but like.
Yeah.
That's too physical. That's real. That's
dangerous.
Break up. I think it's nuts. It's nuts.
I always wonder like, you know what? I shouldn't weigh in on this. I just don't even understand how you get to that point. But like, I obviously. Yeah.
I get like maybe alcohol. Maybe I get it when you're in a fight and you just sort of black out and you could just like say or do anything. But like not to that
say
point.
Say is different than that.
I know. I've like thrown a piece of Tupperware before.
Oh my God.
But not at someone. Just like in the sink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like where it belongs.
If I get a text.
Just
like,
so
if,
mad.
Yeah. If I'm really mad, I'll just like throw my phone so hard against my bed. But obviously only against the
against
bed.
Against
so
the
can
bed.
Get
Yeah,
it can get caught.
Yeah, right.
And
I need to go
safe.
Back to kickboxing. Anyway, let's do a Dear Betch.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Dear Betches, I know my boyfriend is planning on proposing next year. I am so excited to be engaged and marry him. But I've always wanted to keep my last name and have my future husband to take mine instead of the assumed tradition. I am the only one in the family to carry on our last name, and it isn't a very common name. I identify with it, and it's important. It's an important part of my heritage to me. I've openly talked about this with my boyfriend, and he agrees I should keep it. However, he also wants to keep his, though it is super common last name, not going to specify, but it is similar to the commonality of Anderson. The problem is that I have is that I want our family and kids to have the same last name, so we're united and it isn't confusing. I hate how it is assumed that women will take care of their husband's last name. What is your advice? I know if it comes down to it, he will probably cave in, but I also don't want to take away his identity or make him upset. Sincerely, feminist betch.
Interesting. She wants him to take her name.
I hope you have a good last name.
Is she JP Morgan Chase? Like, is she a?
No, she says it's not common. Hers isn't common.
And no, but I mean, is it someone family. Huge? Like,
she hasn't expressed that.
Very interesting. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what kind of advice to give, because I've never really been in the situation where, like, I need someone to take my name. I think that if you need to compromise somewhere in the middle. You can't just want your name.
Why not hyphenate?
Exactly. You can if he's into it, but if he's not, you can't force him. And like, you have to make sure that, you know, you can't want it all. You can't have your name plus your kids have to have your name, and like, your husband has to have you, like, unless everyone's all in agreement.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with hyphenating.
Yeah,
I look, if I liked my last name, I would hyphenate it.
Yeah,
if I wanted to keep it. I don't want to keep it, but
I mean,
yeah.
The other option is maybe make his last name the kids' middle names.
Oh, yeah. That is something people do.
Yeah.
Or your last name. Well, no.
Well, she wants it to be the last name. So people do that. Like, I think, which celebrity recently just had a baby? She's not a real celebrity. You know, the Topshop heiress? And
no.
I think this is true, guys. Please, I'm so sorry if it's not, but I noticed it on Instagram that the kid's name, like, the Topshop heiress and that guy who's really hot from prison, you know, with the blue eyes.
Yeah.
They just had a baby.
What?
Yeah, he like cheated on his wife with her, this whole crazy scandal. And so he...
How do you know this?
Instagram is where I get all of my information.
Okay.
And I also like look at like people's comments to see whatever. Anyway, so their name, I noticed that the dad's name, because Green, I think, is her name. So she has an heir. Like, she's obviously, it's the Topshop heir. So they need to keep her last name. So the kid is taking the dad's as a middle name.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
Why not try that?
I think that's a good option.
Yeah, I think that you'll know that if is this one of those things that it's really hard to give specific advice on?
Because you don't know the people.
Because we don't know the people and like how important everything is to everyone. But I think just generally like figuring out how important certain things are to him, figuring out how important certain things are to you, and then coming to a place where you're both like equally mad about the result.
No, or, like, I think you both have to be equally like happy, because
yeah, but let's say like
you have to be,
if you don't want the same thing, then you can't be equally happy.
But
so
I'm,
you both
I don't,
have to
by,
kind of
by happy I mean like in true agreement, like you can't
right.
just be like okay fine and then be mad, because that resentment will like fester and grow, and then
right.
you'll like take it out in another way and you're like, well, fuck this, I want my name back. Like,
right, that's why it has to be like you're both equally okay with what goes down.
It needs to be like a true agreement. Like, you have to be sort of okay and happy with the result of the compromise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. This is an interesting question.
Yeah. I like this idea. I'm always wondering, like, when
are
women...
Are you going to keep your last name?
I'm changing my middle name. I don't have a middle name, so I'm taking my last name as my middle name.
It's not Michelle?
No. In third grade, I told everyone my middle name was Michelle because I was obsessed with Full House. Like, obsessed to another degree. My mom
really
had
Michelle.
To, like, my mom had to say, like, you can only watch, like, an hour, 30 minutes. Well, first of all, because I was watching Blossom, and that was too much for, like, a kid.
Yeah.
She's like, who is this six and talking about sex? Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Like, Blossom's friend.
Maya Bialik.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you can't watch the show, but you can only watch 30 minutes every day after school. And I'm like, well, I'm obviously going to fucking watch Full House. What do you mean?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, what about the reruns? And I was like, you can only have 30 minutes. I snuck it in all
so
the time.
So instead you were Michelle. Michelle Cooper.
Instead I assumed her personality.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, you want to play some games?
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot, party. and BFF with Cardi B.
Why?
Cardi B, Ariana Grande, or Candace Luan.
Oh my God.
Cardi B.
I would probably be BFF with Cardi B.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Party with Ariana, Def, and then shoot Luann.
Shit, this is difficult.
Luann could be fun for a party, but I would rather party with Ariana because of her status. Same the reason that Pete Davidson is marrying her.
Right, right. I think I might agree. I can't decide if I would be BFF with Ariana.
You would be BFF with Cardi B. She's the most interesting like person.
Yeah, she definitely is.
And you would party with her too.
Yes, the party comes along. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Would you rather have the photographer cancel on the day of your wedding or the DJ?
Photographer. I feel like you can find a good photographer very fast. I feel like DJs like are difficult.
I would like plug in my iPod and rather keep the photographer. Honestly, I just have
I meant band. I don't mean DJ. Okay, like let's say, sorry.
I mean, who's the band? Honestly, like I feel like the most important thing you get, like you'll have the most fun at you'll have more fun at a wedding with good music, but I think there's a lot of different ways to get good music. But I think getting a good photographer is hard. And like, if you don't like the photos, then like, why did you even spend all this money? You could have just gotten married.
See, I think the other way around. I think the most important thing is to like enjoy the day of the wedding, and I think the music,
you can enjoy it though,
is the most important part. And having like the entertainment is everything in the wedding. Like otherwise, no one's getting up. Like who's playing next on your iPod mini?
You could just make a really good playlist. I mean, think about it. Like people have a fun time.
Yeah, but you need an MC to get the whole thing going. You need a really good like entertainment thing.
Right. You would need an MC. But the thing is that the photographer is like, why did you have the wedding?
I would find another.
I feel like everyone is obsessed.
I think it's easier to find a photographer than a good DJ.
You think?
Not a DJ, a band. Yes.
I don't know. I'm not the one who's
been
looking.
They're all over Instagram. Yeah, I have been looking.
True.
They're all over Instagram, and they all you can hire an intern to take photos, and it'll all look really good.
No, that is not true.
I don't mean that like they're just as good as a very skilled photographer, but like some of these photographers that have been out here are also so outdated, and doesn't feel nice.
I feel like every wedding that I see on social media is the same exact stupid thing, and I'm just so bored of it.
Exactly, that's why you need an intern.
Okay,
would you rather be deathly allergic to leather or deathly allergic to lace?
How did she even come up with that?
I don't even get it.
Cause leather and lace?
I don't wear lace. So like leather.
Same, because leather's in more shit.
Also,
I know, I'd rather be more deathly allergic to lace because leather is like in more things.
Yeah, I don't like wear lace. I'm not like a dainty type of gal.
I like lace, but like I could avoid lace.
Excuse me. You only wear lace like at your wedding if you
I'm you could not wear lace at your wedding.
Exactly. I plan to be embellished.
Embellished?
Yeah, I want like embellishments on my wedding dress.
What are embellishments?
It's like not lace. It's like little beads or like things that are like pretty like that. Like pretty.
I think you could do a lot without lace.
I think you can too.
Okay, well, this was a fun...
Also, like, I'd rather be allergic to... Also, what if it's like faux... Like, I'm okay with being allergic to leather. Like, I would just I'd accept faux leather.
Pretty much every shoe has leather in it.
Yeah, but you... Like, there are a lot of people who are against wearing leather and they make do.
Yeah, but like, normal things...
I would rather not have an allergic reaction every time I come across leather, though.
Yeah, same. Because lace is, again, less...
All right, well, everyone, please... I know we didn't talk about The Bachelor, but again, we have our own Bachelor podcast. Please listen to it. It's really fun.
Subscribe
and listen to all of our other podcasts. Diet Starts Tomorrow. That's me and Sammy. We have the You Up podcast, which is so fucking funny. The Sup. We have a new podcast, Everyone's Gay. And we have, obviously, The Bachelor, which I mentioned. And we have new ones coming out in the next few months, which I think you guys will really, really like. Yeah. So look out on our Instagram. And okay, bye.
Email us at slapped@betches.com.
Bye. Okay, bye. We're choir.
Okay, bye.